Hello, Malcolm here with the Sunday sample for the 16th of July 2017. Some reflections on our corporate worship this last Sunday. So we were in Bracknell on Sunday afternoon. There was no special occasion and no service in Watford this week. Our Watford congregation were at the larger London gathering this Sunday. The Bracknell service went ahead as usual for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, so that's where I was, and the service was a bit of a test actually as to how some of our less experienced speakers would do and how far we've come with them. So I was able to focus more on leading the worship, as in the music side of things, as a result. How about our speakers? Well, all the speakers were super. Ben Dannett, Joshua, Simeon and his family, and then Ben May, who preached. He spoke, he did his first sermon at the largest service in Bracknell this last Sunday, and it was such an encouragement. The congregation were very attentive, and Ben shared with good insight and applicability. His experiences in investment banking brought a different perspective to the passages on which he spoke. It was a good reminder of the value of having many different people speak at our services. Everyone has a unique angle on God's word, so we need to hear as many voices as possible. The other speakers, as I said, did very well, and it's very heartening to see relatively inexperienced people speaking so well and with such conviction. If you want to see the video of Ben's lesson, it's on the Thames Valley Churches of Christ YouTube channel, and it will also be shortly on the Thames Valley Churches of Christ iTunes podcast. I need to bear in mind and remember to keep including in our services people from a variety of walks of life. Now to the music worship. The preparatory devotion was helpful from Psalm 100. You can see my other audio and blog post on that on my website. The worship team did very well, but I felt I lacked spiritual peace during some of the songs. I was a bit distracted by practical things, unfortunately. I think simpler music selections would have enabled us all to relax into the songs and the worship more, including myself. So that's a note to myself to make sure that I think through the complexity of the songs so that they're not distracting to us as well as the congregation. Last week, I said that I would, this week, agree in advance who's leading which song, which we did. We had to change one or two things at the very last minute, but that was forced on us by illness situations. But otherwise, we did that, and I was pleased with that. Most people knew which song they were leading. And secondly, I said last week that this time we would have a longer devotional for everybody participating in the service at Bracknell, and we did that, focusing on Psalm 100. That was great. So this next Sunday, in Lower Early, I shall make sure to allocate the songs in advance. I think that's very helpful. And secondly, for the service in Watford, which is our outdoor service at the bandstand in Casterbury Park, I shall use the same devotional, Psalm 100, for everybody speaking and singing in the service. So we'll do that. Please leave a comment on what you're doing locally in your services. What are you trying that's working? What's God teaching you? Please share your reflections here. Leave a comment so that we can all grow and please God. The comments help us to learn from one another. Thanks so much. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.